Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast for the DC20 Unlocked series brought to you by DriveCentric. For more information or to get signed up for the next DC20 event, go to DriveCentric.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Frelin Art Subprime Hero. And yes, this is another edition of the DC20 Unlocked. And yes, we have a great guest for you today. This is going to be more than a show because the guests that we have. This show's never been about Lou and I. It's always been about the people that we bring on. And we've teamed up with DriveCentric and we've made this new show, DC20 Unlocked, to talk about the great things that are going on inside your CRM. Also be able to show you ways to be able to use your CRM, utilize it in a much more efficient way. A way that you can produce more income for your salespeople, for your dealership, and for yourself. And if you're a leader out there and you're looking for a tool that's second to none, I'm going to tell you something. You can't look any further than the website you see right below me at DriveCentric.com. Make sure you guys reach out to them. Learn something about it. Set up a demo because a demo costs this much money. It's $0, but it could make you multiply those zeros by quite a bit, right? That's what it can do for you. And you know what? Today we have a guest that's going to show you how to do it a little bit better. It's going to bring you some information that might open your eyes on why this tool is so amazing. But maybe even if you're not using DriveCentric, how you can get your CRM to work a little bit better. I'm just saying. It's important. CRMs aren't just there to put information in. They're there to utilize and use like a tool, like it's a gun that you're going to shoot at targets. I promise you, you'll hit a lot more that way. All right. So folks, let's get this person on the screen right now. I know you guys are excited. It's not about me. Like I said, it's about the guests that we bring on the show. And like I said, second to none right now. And this show is going to be uplifted as soon as we do. But let's do it. Everybody, before we do, I need you to do one thing. Tag a car guy. Tag a car gal. And share. Get this out there. Let people know what's happening inside the cafe today. All right. So here we go, folks. I'm going to bring them up. We have the one, the only, Ryan King. That's right. What's up, Ryan? What's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, Fred. How you doing?
Pumped up. I'm a little caffeinated, my friend. I'm sure you got a cup of coffee. Let's cheers to this, man.
I do. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to good luck and happiness and to a good show. So from what I understand, Brian, this is your very first podcast.
It is my very first podcast. Yeah.
Man, excited to have you on. I'm excited to have the first. This is two in a row that we've had as the first podcast on the DC20 Unlocked show. And I'm sure it's not going to be the last. Matter of fact, when I see you in a couple of weeks, we'll be having you on the show again. So it'll be a good time. Right. We'll have some fun. We'll do a quick little 5-minute just update and see what you're thinking about DC20, the event that's going on, folks, over in St. Louis at the headquarters of DriveCentric. They're bringing in dealers from all over the country to talk about the greatness of using this in, this tool. It's not just software. It's a tool, right? And I'm sure you would agree, Brian.
Absolutely. And I candidly admit I had to watch Matt Miranda's from last week just to understand what I was going to get into this time. So that helped a little in preparation for this.
I'm glad that you're ready for it, man. You should be. And that's why you're at the seat that you're at. You're not somebody who just is reactive. You can be, and you're probably strong as reactive, but you're proactive, right? And being proactive is what this tool is all about. It's not just being reactive. It's being proactive and being set up for success. And that's what you did. You set yourself up for success today. So tell everybody a little bit more about your background. Tell everybody about how you got into automotive and how long you've been in and where you're at now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I like to say I'm a left-handed introverted engineering student that took a sales job straight out of school and spent an entire career in sales. I had 20 years of selling various enterprise technologies, everything from point of sale to self-checkout to networking gear to touchscreen kiosks to other enterprise software and analytic platforms. And I was going to take a break. I was on the road every single week traveling across the country. And I was going to take 6 months off. And I had a good friend in the car business that asked if I ever thought about working in the car business. And I laughed at him because never once had it ever crossed my mind to be in the car business.
Right.
And I sat down with him and then a few others in the company that I work for now and found a little fit and a potential for me to help their business. And I've been here over 4 years. So the job's completely evolved in what I started with at Rogers Motors and where I'm at today. And every day's different, and it's been a complete blast. I had no idea how cool this industry was.
I think your story is similar to a lot. When we first think, I'm going to get in automotive sales, you're like, come on. That's a joke, right? Like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want people to think of me as that sleazy salesperson. But yet, when you join the industry, you realize that there's a lot of great people in it, and there's a lot of opportunity. And those opportunities lasted a long time for you, and they've turned it into a career, which has turned it into something that just gives you fulfillment. And I think that's really great. What's been one of your favorite stories about this industry? What really got you hooked in? What was it, the first deal you ever did, or was it just some great experience that you had? What made you say this is it?
Oh boy, I think it was how simple the rules are for success, but how hard they are to follow them. So we say in our business, there's only three rules and you will be successful in our business. And it's stay in one place, right? So you can't jump around, you can't quit when you're frustrated, you can't bounce around to other dealerships or groups or other jobs. Like, you got to stay in one place. The second thing is you got to become an expert in the process, right? And every dealership, every group has their own process of how they teach and train you to be successful in their business. And you need to become an expert in that process and learn it. And then the third rule is to me the simplest one, but the hardest one to continue with. And it's just follow up with your customers. We're not in the car business. We're in the people business, right? We just happen to sell and service cars. And after the sale, after someone's picked out that car, it's no longer about the car, it's about the customer. And it's about how you take care of them now and in the future and build out that relationship and deliver great customer service to them long-term. If you learn how to follow up with your customers the right way and take care of them, you will be successful in this business. It was a complete surprise to me.
I love that. And matter of fact, because we can get that short-term success by just picking that low-hanging fruit and get a few deals, but it gets very tedious. Like, 1 month could be great. The next month, you don't sell anything. You're like, what's going on? It's the cultivation. It's the relationship management, right? It's that whole not just selling them a car, even if they don't take delivery. I want to keep following up with people that don't even leave in a car, right? I want to help them, the ones that we couldn't help that day. All the above. When you want to become great at this industry, my friends, Brian just said it right there. It's about that follow-up. It's about what do you do after the fact. If you want them to bring you their friends and family, you got to call them. Even if it sounds you're scared to call them because they might have an issue with their car, that's when you need to call them. That goes above and beyond, further than you could ever imagine. When you can call somebody before they can call and complain about something on their vehicle and then be able to offer a solution for them, and it makes them go, holy crap, I've never had an experience like this before. And that is that's the power. And I love that. And Brian, I know one of your favorite things that you love to do, and you talked about it, it's creating a better long-term ownership experience, right? And that's something I think that's really that it's right in your wheelhouse. And you just said that. How do you do that? And what tools are you using today, or what tactics are you using today to make sure that your team, yourself, and your dealership is making sure that they're creating that type of culture to be able to speak to their customers that way?
Yeah, we'll start from some of the basics, right? I don't know how many other dealership groups out there have similar slogans, probably quite a few, but we want our salespeople to tell the customer, don't spend a dime on this vehicle without talking to me. And what that means is we want the customer to have, and our salespeople to have, such a good relationship that whether they have a question on the vehicle, or they need to bring it in for service, or they need a part for that vehicle, or they have a question about the contracts they just signed, or any other thing that they might ask, we want the customer to call the sales professional that owns and maintains that relationship for everything, because we figure if we're taking care of the customer every time they have a question or an issue or a need, then we're surely going to get that call when that customer or someone else in their family is looking for a vehicle, because we're the trusted advisor at that point. So it's, we talk a lot about communication, right? Every dealership says, boy, we have a lot of room for growth and improvement in how we communicate, but it's not just with the customer. It's also internally with respect to that customer. And so, like, our thought and our vision is, like, if everyone in the dealership had an understanding of how we were interacting and taking care of that customer and work together in that regard, we'd probably take a lot better care of our customers. And so that's the path we started down a few years ago and continue on, and where we're evolving and how we're using the CRM and other tools just to make sure that everyone has visibility to what's happening with the customer, how we're taking care of them, what they need. And it allows us all to do a better job at maintaining and building and growing that relationship long-term with the customer.
Yes, yes. And I love that. You said that so well. Folks, I hope you guys are taking notes right now. That's a bite I'm going to take later and use as a clip, because that's exactly right. Brian, people are saying it right. We got some people out here right now. Brad Pascal. Love some Brad Pascal. That's my bro right there. He says, Brian is the man! ! Yes, he is. Absolutely. We got Douglas Lambert out there putting up the, hey, yeah, that's right. Correct. And then, of course, somebody said earlier, follow-up is the key. Thank you so much for saying that, because that is. And what he just said here, it's exactly right. And Brian, you've definitely been able to see it. You've seen the difference. Were you part of a culture at one point that was maybe half-assed in that, excuse my language, maybe not doing it quite as well as they should be doing it? And then you saw the difference once you changed it. And what kind of difference did you see?
Everyone's going to think I'm new in the auto industry, right? Because I've been here 4 years and that's new to everyone. And I've been fortunate. I've worked with some phenomenal mentors, some phenomenal managers, some phenomenal sales organizations across my career. Very few of them have been poor, but I'll give you a story going back to when I first started in my first sales job out of college. I had a mentor, a peer of mine, and a manager that were big on philosophies of customer service, understanding your product. They didn't let me go have a customer meeting by myself for the entire first year I worked for them, right? I joined with them. I learned. They taught me. They showed me how to become educated in your product. They showed me what good customer service was. Like I had good roots because of a couple of individuals that started me down the path of sales in the right way. They're still good, close friends of mine. I still talk to them. I think of them both like family, but like it takes a while to build the right foundation with an individual so that you set them up for success and set them up to take care of the customers the way we want to take care of the customer long-term. And I don't know if that answers your question the right way, but there's tons of little incidents and bad examples and times when I've fallen short and not delivered it. If you have the right team around you, the right management philosophy, the right organization you're working for, and they trust at you and give you the tools to be successful and spend the time to train you and operate the way that we think we should in the long term with our customers, then you're going to find success. You just got to buy into that process and continue down the path.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about, what he just said there. you answer the question great, man. I know that maybe sometimes we get talking and we forget, okay, but dude, yes, you all those things. Folks, there is a difference. And when you are able to hold somebody accountable, that means you love them. We do that with our kids, right? We do that with our parents, did that with us because they loved us. They didn't do it because you can see parents who don't really care, right? They just let their kids get muck, like all over the place. You're like, oh man, they need to work out. When somebody loves you, they're there not to try to tell you, oh, you're bad. It's to show you, hey, you can be better, right? Yeah. And that's love, when they can show you how to become better than you were yesterday. And I love that. And that's what that does. And that's what your heart is. And that's what the culture of your store is right now. And I love that. DriveCentric is definitely a great tool to be able to use for so many things. It's not just a CRM, folks. This thing, you could data mine like crazy, be able to find ways to be able to communicate, who to communicate, when to communicate, look up old leads that were dead that see that they're on your website again. There's alerts that pop up. And it's all just within a couple clicks. Tell people a little about the ease, how easy it is to use and find the information that you need as a leader to be able to help and guide your troops to where they need to go.
Yeah, you said it right. I've worked with a myriad of CRMs across other industries, right, from a sales perspective. Like this has been the first one that, like, it's designed for automotive, it's designed for us, it allows us to truly tailor how we operate within the system, fully configurable. Like we have a different internet lead handling process in all four of our stores, but we didn't have to go make a change request and go through development with our CRM provider. Like the flexibility in the configuration rules and the parameters and how this DriveCentric as a tool allows us to just configure it to meet our own business needs that already existed was bar none. And then you start seeing how easy it is for other people in the store to take advantage of that tool, parts professionals, finance managers, service advisors, service BDCs, sales BDCs. Everyone has the ability to communicate not just internally, but with the customer, and operate it in the way that their business and their task or their job was designed to function. And so it took some work on our part to set up users and permissions and just that upfront piece just to enable all those other users across the dealerships. But once you did that simple upfront piece to get that done, all of a sudden, like, we're all operating out of the same playbook. We can communicate with each different department and user in our own store when we have an issue with a customer that we need to address. We can have a common view of every interaction that the customer is having with our store in one tool. Everything from inbound phone calls and outbound phone calls to repair orders to how the sales BDC and service BDC are interacting with that customer, both up front on a new deal as well as long term. And So like the eye opener over a year ago was like, oh my gosh, like we don't have to, I'll take a step back, right? I mean, there's, we tried to map out like, how are all the ways that we communicate with our customer? What tools do we use to communicate with the customer inside the dealership? What tools do we use to communicate with one another, right? Our own employees inside the dealership. And it's crazy. It's for every dealership on this phone, I bet there's 15 plus tools out there that do it. But the revelation was the only one that we had that allowed us to communicate with every customer and with everyone else internally happened to be DriveCentric. So we started to exploit it in that regard, just to have a better picture of how we're handling our customers, how we're building those relationships out, and how to streamline and make their jobs more efficient while delivering better customer service to them long term.
Wow, bro. You're dropping some really great nuggets here. I'm not playing, man. This is really good stuff. And I'm really liking what you're saying. And I think that everybody else, if you're a user, I think most of y'all already know what he's saying, right? If you're somebody who started using it, still figuring it out, listen to what he's telling you. He's going to get you there a lot quicker. One thing that I know for sure is the reason why we have people like Brian on the show is because they're power users. And when you got power users that know how to use this tool differently, it'll exploit things to you that'll go, whoa, holy smacks, I didn't realize I could do this. So I hope you all are taking notes, because it's some really good stuff. And if you're in the middle of thinking about switching CRMs and you really want to have a great opportunity, again, go to the website down below, get yourself a demo of this. If anything, get a hold of Brian. I'm going to put up his email address for y'all. I'm not going to put him on a spot, but I know that he's the kind of guy who would love to give you some information. He's a great reference on this thing. There's his email address. We'll throw it back up again at the end so you guys could throw some love at him later. Maybe send him some prizes. You're definitely going to get some Car Guy coffee swag from me. So if anybody else wants to let you know, listen, Brian, you're talking about some really great stuff here. And I do believe that this product, a CRM is necessary, whether it's DriveCentric or not. If you're using a CRM, it's all about using it. If you use it, you get it set up, go through the rigmarole of having to get the right settings, the right type of rhythm that you want, because every dealership's different. You can't just take a CRM and take it from a dealership and plug it in your store and expect it to work exactly the same. It's not. You have different people, different processes, different vehicles, different up counts, different ways of lead resources. There's so many things that you have to plug in that's different than Brian's store would do. But when you do all those things and you have a CRM that's really adjustable to all those types of tools and works with many of the affiliates that you're probably working with, two other vendors, that I promise you, it's a way smoother transition than you think. Even doing the things like switching the settings and stuff, you can do it yourself because it's really easy, but you can call up your pod and they'll sit there and they'll walk you right through it. It's really simple. Tell everybody a little bit about your pod experience. And do you even know your pod number? Because a lot of people don't know their pod number. They know the pod person.
Oh, I know them all. I know everyone in my pod by name, right? So first revelation is it's not this group of bots and unknown individuals, and you're not submitting something to a generic chat forum where someone has to see it and respond later. No, our pod's pod 5. They are unbelievable. JR and his team that run that pod, I talk to them a ton, right? Not just on issues, right? A lot of it is just, how does this work? How could we take advantage of this piece? They offer advice, support. I know them all by name. They're unbelievable. It is, of all the technologies, I won't even just say automotive, in my entire career that I have used, their support staff and the way they help us address issues, help us, give us visibility to changes that are coming, give us the ability to suggest changes that we need in the system. It's unparalleled. It's probably the best support staff and relationship of any technology I have ever used in my 25-year career.
Folks, he's not the only one that thinks in. We just experienced how DriveCentric treats their employees, which in turn makes their employees treat their clients exactly the same.
Yeah.
And that is the power of doing it the right way. This tool is beyond the software. This tool is about the people, the support system that you get. And man, Brian, you're so right on the money. But you know what they love the most and what they'll tell you? I'll tell you it's the tool, it's the people there, but they'll say it's their clients. Their clients are amazing, that they love that they work with some of the best dealers in the country, people like you, Brian. And even Steve Rossler says, the king, right? I love that, right? Who doesn't love the hair, man? I love him. And somebody threw a little quote says, 4 years, but years of experiences cultivate who you are, and consistency builds a lifelong relationships. Amen to that.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely.
I love that stuff. And it's so true. And brother, you're bringing a lot of great information here. I can't tell this is your first podcast, man. You've talked about you touched on it for a little bit, and I want to just touch on it back again a little bit and get a little deeper. You said that this works for all departments, like for almost anybody. And the way that we can help the dealership run smoother is that everybody's using a similar tool, the same tool, and communicating on there. So if a client knows that the service person has an issue, that they can even pass information on to sales saying, hey, maybe it's time for you to talk to them about buying a car, or vice versa. But it's all inside of this machine, this beautiful computer thing that we got that's called a CRM. So tell people a little bit more about why that's such an important thing for your dealership and everyone to be utilizing it.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple simple use cases and examples that happen all the time. The first one, again, we teach our salespeople, like, they are the customer's car guy or car gal. We expect them to maintain that relationship, to assist the customer. And there are hundreds of examples across our dealerships every month where the customer, it might be as simple as they need an oil change, but you also see they've got a question, something they don't think is operating right on the vehicle. And they ask, who do they ask? They ask their salesperson. How does the dealership typically operate when that occurs? The worst example ever, and it happens, it continues to happen even in our stores, right? We need to coach and train how we expect our staff to operate in this regards. But, you know, a customer says, I think I'm due for an oil change. And the worst thing in our mind that you can do is tell that customer, here's the dealership phone number, call them. And so let me turn that on, do not disturb. And like, we want our salesperson to address the issue, get them on the phone, find out what time works for the oil change, schedule the oil change, right? Whatever that question is that they ask, take care of the issue. And so when you have your service advisors with logins in the CRM, it streamlines the process of, you're no longer taking a post-it, putting the customer on hold, trying to find an available service advisor, right? You find service advisors who embrace the system. It's as simple as tagging them, right? And a lot of our people have a preferred service advisor or group of service advisors that they work with. And if you could just tag in 5 seconds in the record, hey, see below, this customer is looking to schedule an oil change, and trust and can see and have it documented that the service advisor actually did reach out to that customer 2 minutes behind you, scheduled the oil change, confirmed the time, like, it's all done seamlessly, like, from the dealership perspective and from the customer perspective, that's a way better experience than telling your customer, call the dealership phone, ask for service, sit on hold, wait for an available service advisor to make an oil change appointment. So that's a real simple use case, but there's 20 use cases like that. We have an appointment coming up, or we have a customer that brings a vehicle in, we diagnose it, we need parts. What happens then typically in the dealership? Service and parts got to get on the same page. Parts has to order the parts. Parts has to let service know when those parts come in. We got to reschedule the service appointment. But again, if you have your parts professionals and your service advisors in the system, there's no more confusion on what customer are we talking about? What vehicle are we talking about? They literally do it in the record. They can tag a service advisor, can tag a parts professional, and vice versa. And they let each other know, hey, we've ordered the parts. Parts are due on Friday. And when the parts come in, the parts professional lets the service advisor know right back in the CRM, in that record. So again, there's no confusion on what customer or vehicle we're talking about. And the service advisor takes it over and lets the customer know the parts are in and schedules the follow-up time to bring that vehicle in and get it repaired. It just streamlines that entire process, both internally and from the customer's perspective. Like, we look like we know what we're doing, and that's what we strive for. We want to get their issue taken care of.
I love that. He says, we look like we know what we're doing. Yes. And that's what customers want. They want a professional place. It's like going to a doctor's office. If you went to a doctor's office and they're like, I don't know, maybe it's this, I don't, we'll just see. You're going to be like, I'm not going to this doctor anymore. That freaked me out. So you got to go somewhere that makes you feel smooth, easy, like they know what they're talking about. Like you said, every department knows what's happening with the other. It's all talking and communicating and being able to see what's happening with the customer. Steve Rosser says, see you at DC20, stud. Love that, right? Can't wait to see you too, Steve. Yeah. And I know you're talking to Brian, but I'll take that a little bit. So I can't wait to see you all there. But no, you're going to be speaking there. And I want to talk about that a little bit. So if there's any dealers, there is, I think, maybe a couple seats left for some dealers that want to sign up. We're like a week away. So folks, if you're wanting to be there, there's still opportunity to sign up. We're going to have a lot of great speakers there, some really great dealers, some great vendor partners that are just going to be there to shed light on life, how to be better at what you do. One thing that's for sure, and I know that I looked at your deck, of course, which you're going to be talking about and stuff like that, and you have some really great stuff on here, just so you know. I'm excited to see you speak. You did talk about that there is room for growth. And I believe, and Lou and I, we talk about it all the time, and we do it with our sales training and our dealership development, is the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. And we all fit inside that room. And it's okay. You could be the best at what you do. You still have room for improvement, right? So we always have room for growth. This tool, as a leader, helps you find that room for growth with your sales staff. And that's what I love. So where have you been able to help your salespeople get better because of this tool?
Number one, like the tool gives you so much direct information on how we are handling new deals, right? So whether it's an internet lead or someone's come onto the showroom or someone's called in on the phone, like the tool gives you complete transparency of like, how are we responding to the customer? How are we addressing the questions they asked? How are we following up with them? It's unparalleled, right? To have that in any industry I've worked in, to have a tool that gave you that comprehensive visibility, right? You can see again, every phone call, every text, every email, like how we're operating. And when you have that level of visibility, both during the sale, and we have a ton of follow-up rules after the sale, because again, we're trying to build long-term relationships, and it's not uncommon for us to have customers that have bought 5 to 10 vehicles from us over for them and their family and their kids over the course of 6 to 10 years. You have to be able to, you see everything. So to answer your question, there's, you see the good and the bad. And there's, yeah. And you can give praise to the people who are doing sort of extraordinary things and delivering amazing customer service or handling things the right way. And then you can do the subtle coaching you need when you see someone who's, you know, not doing it the way we want, or they took the easy way out, or maybe they just didn't know how to handle a particular question. And since you see it all, it gives you the coaching opportunities to find where you're falling short and how to improve.
I love that. And folks, listen, it's not like he's running a store that only sells 50 cars a month. He's helping with an auto group that's doing, what, 600 a month or something silly like that?
Yeah, correct. Across the 4 stores, we do about 600 units a month, including
a lot of managing. So having a CRM in that type of environment is super crucial. Like, it's the difference between 600 cars or 400 cars. Like, it really does make a difference. And people don't notice that until you get the right CRM. You increase your sales. You are able to see where your sales went. If you utilize it, you can have Drivecentric, but if you don't utilize it, you're wasting your money. That's the point. And that's why we bring in shows like this, to educate you a little bit more on how to push the envelope a little bit more, how to use this tool a little bit stronger, and how to really help your team find that room for improvement. And then that's not a bad thing. Folks, we all have it. You do too. Anyone watching this, you have room for improvement. I know you do, because I know I do. Everyone I've ever met in my life has room for improvement. We all have ways to go. I love how your background is the Drivecentric tool right there.
Anyways. Yeah, I was going to go to sleep on me, and it's, I'm OCD, and it was driving me nuts. So I had to make sure it didn't go to sleep on us.
It's cool. And you guys can see it. It's got a beautiful layout. It's easy to read. It's very social media-ish too. Like, even the videos that your salespeople do, you can look at it. It's like little stories. You click on it and watch what they're doing. Everybody could watch them. And that's what's even cooler. If you're a new sales pro and you're trying to figure out what should I say, go watch some of your sales team's videos. You'll get better at it. This thing is so all in one. It's such a crazy tool. And it didn't rest on its laurels. How many years have you been using the Drivecentric tool now?
We are coming right up on 3 years across our group. So,
and since you've seen that tool, has it evolved in the last 3 years?
It has. And again, kudos to the Drivecentric development teams, our Pod 5. Like, they listen, right? And so there's so many advancements that came in the product that are a direct result of dealership requests. And a few of them in particular have been game changing. Some of them were pretty simple changes, I have a hunch, from a development perspective, but like being able to pin a note to the top of a record. So if there's something important about that customer that you always want to see first when you go into that record, they created the ability, it's probably been 2 years now, to pin that note so it always stays at the top, whether it's something about that customer personally or something that they purchased with the vehicle that is important and relevant. And so, like, just having that simple ability to pin notes, like, now you're not scrolling down through a customer record or trying to remember something unique about that customer. It's right at the top every time you come there into that record. And then again, like, exploiting it across the departments, things like a dealership WIO process. So a customer buys a car and we still have to put protective film on the outside of the car. The way we manage that as dealership is historically is typically paper-based, and like, no one really owns the process, but someone's supposed to. And the ability to pin that note that, hey, we still owe them this protective film or tint on the vehicle, because we have follow-up rules after the sale, a day after, a week after, a month after, it's always there and right in front of you. You're like, oh, did we take care of that? And then again, when you have parts and service personnel tied into the system, like everyone can see that and communicate with one another to confirm we take care of it and deliver that we owe. So lots of little advancements, some big ones, right? Their integration that they have both with Total CX and with Car Wars has been huge for us for a variety of reasons, but like they continue to enhance and have things like call summaries. When a call comes into your dealership, DriveCentric has integrated with a couple of providers, and you can not only see that recording so that you can listen to it down the road, but if it's a true sales opportunity or service opportunity, there's a little call summary feature now that they just released. And so instead of listening to a 10-minute call, you can read it in 20 seconds in a 4-sentence recap of what happened during that call. And it makes everyone's life easier down the road, because I want our salespeople, when they come into a record, and let's say they sold that customer a car a couple of years ago, like I want them to listen and see how many times did that customer call the dealership? What did they call us for? Did they need to buy some parts? Did they have questions about how the vehicle was operating? Did they schedule a few service appointments and they're calling in to do so? If you scan down and can see all those interactions, your follow-up the next time you speak with that customer logically should be different, right? Because you're more educated on what's happened since the last time you talked to that customer. And I don't want a cookie cutter answer. I don't want a template to go to that customer every time we're following up with them in the future. I want it to be relevant and real based on what's happened with them, their family, their vehicle, how they've interacted with us over the last time period since we've talked to them. And then I want to construct a value-driven message about how we can help and move that relationship forward.
Man, I love everything you're saying. I really do. I can't wait to see you speak. Folks, again, I'm going to just throw this out there. If you're a dealer and you're just on edge, ongoing, just sign up now. Get there. I know it's next week, but I'm going to tell you it's worth it. It's not just the education. It's the networking that you get to build with the other dealers. It's one thing to network with vendors, cool. But when you get to network with other dealers, it shows you from different markets that maybe you're doing things right. I'm doing it right. They don't feel like you're the only one. We get stuck in our silos in our own world a lot of times, folks. And when we get stuck in that own world, we don't know if we're doing good or bad. We're just doing what we're doing in our silo. But when you're able to look around, you can get better. Like I said, the room for improvement is vast. It's amongst all of us. And look for ways to improve. I believe that we all are happiest when we're growing. Right. You would agree too, Ryan. I could tell
you that. Absolutely.
You're getting ready to speak at an event. You just did your first podcast. How good does that feel? It's a great feeling. You're growing, right? It's an opportunity. So folks, I know one thing's for sure. Everything that we're talking about here today it's live. You can go back and watch this on the replay and take some notes. Cause if you haven't taken them already, then it's time to go ahead and take them. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. The best part is if you are needing a vehicle, I know one thing that Brian's dealership offers is you guys do car deals anywhere across the country, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Lots of remote deals. And we live in rural areas. I actually have to show the map and then I have to blow the map up when I'm there because, you know, we're on the western side of the US and that may be hard for people to figure out where Idaho is. But yeah, it's a big geographic area, right? So even in our direct service area for our dealerships, in some cases you're talking over 100 miles, but still within our direct service area. And then of course, like we get customers that come from out our service areas to try and purchase vehicles, and in some cases to try and service vehicles. And we support all of that. And the remote delivery process and the rules across all these states, because we're a border town, are unique. But, you know, again, the systems and the tools and the capability of being able to address those customer needs wherever they're at are amazing with DriveCentric and other tools that we operate with.
I love that. Idaho, what a beautiful state. I've got to go there a couple times many years ago, but mountain home area. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I was in Air Force actually, but I was there for, there is an Air Force base there, but I was there to do, back when I was in automotive, I did travel sales for a long time and came up to a dealership that was out in that area and we did some work out there. And my friend went to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho quite a bit and he used to do a lot of sales up that way. And they're great. It's a great car market. If you have the right people, they're very loyal customers if you treat them right, but they're also, if you don't treat them, they have plenty of other options. Trust me. So make sure you communicate with them from the beginning to the end. And after the sale, my friends, most importantly, the follow-up, it's so key. Staying on top of that, maintaining relationships with all the clients that you put in there. The dealership spends a lot of money obtaining a client to purchase a car. If you look at the dollar per car deal, it's up there, my friends. It's so much cheaper to just, after that, just hold on to them. That's just time. If you put the time in, my friend, you will find that your sales will go up every year over year as an individual, which you should feel like you're a business. Use this tool that the dealership provides for you. That's zero overhead for you. All you got to do is sell cars. You make profit from it. All right. I love that. Yeah. And you have a chance to do so. Folks, utilize your tools. If you don't know how to use it, get with your leaders. If you don't know how to get with your leaders, I'm going to tell you something. You're not at the right dealership. Go look for a place right now like Rogers Motors that's doing it right, making sure that their whole team is killing it. Brian.King@RogersMotors.com. Reach out to him if you have any questions. If you're in the Idaho area and you want to maybe sell cars, go there. If you want to service vehicles, go check them out. I promise you this dealership is going to make sure that you have the right tools and opportunities to be able to grow. And if you're in the market, whether you're in Idaho, anywhere across the country, you got to call Brian. Brian will take care of you. Go to their website, RogersMotors.com, and I promise you they have some kind of inventory that you're going to love. Check them out and be surprised because they're going to call you and they're going to communicate with you the way that you want. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go out there, reach out to them. We've had a great show today. Brian, is there anything that you want to throw out there before we get out of here?
No, just one more thing. Just a shout out to the Drive Center crew and the meeting next week, DC 20. You've touched on it, but the sharing that happens between dealerships is amazing, right? So having access to unique things each dealership's doing and then having breakout sessions to literally sit down with your peers and talk about what they're doing. It's almost show and tell to a degree, right? Seeing what's actually happening in their environments, how they've set up their processes, their business rules, how they're handling certain things. It's awesome, right? It's a ton of learning. It's the ability to bring home net new ideas and see if those ideas might fit in your dealership. And so I'm super excited about next week and being in front of all my peers and counterparts. And I'll get through my fear and terror of speaking to a group of my peers publicly in the start of the show. But once we're past that, everything else is awesome in terms of the content and the dialogue that you get to have directly with others in your industry.
Bingo. So thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Folks, check it out. Go to DC 20. I'm telling you, if you can't make this one in March, there's another one in about 3 months. We'll make sure we get some announcements out there. But I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a great one. They have some great excursions afterwards too. Everyone gets together. It's fun. It's a intimate event. There's still a lot of dealers there, but it's intimate because we're in one place all together. We all hang out. We all communicate and you can't help but meet everybody there and get inspired before you leave. And the idea when you go to one of these events, my friends, is to take at least one thing and go back. You don't need to take 10 things back because your whole team is a freak out. That's too much for us. Take one thing back and change it and see what happens. Once you get that right, add some other stuff, right? But take your time. 1% growth a day will take you to places that you can imagine, never imagine. And so be that person. Go out there and grow. Brian, I appreciate you so much for being on my show. Thank you for giving us an hour of your time and really sharing, man. And I could see the wealth of knowledge that you have from your experiences of life, work that you've done. I know you've been in technology for many years, sales, and understanding that a CRM as a salesperson is a massive tool. I've been in sales for over 2 decades myself. And when I first started, I didn't have a CRM. I had a little box that had index cards, right? And yeah, it was efficient because I used it.
Yeah.
But if I had, that's a bow and arrows. If I had these machine guns, laser guided missiles, like CRMs are today, my goodness gracious, folks, I would have went from selling my 25, 30 cars a month to, there's no doubt I would have been up in the 50 range because I would have been able to communicate at such a fast pace with people and not forget, because there's going to be reminders, there's going to be things, there's going to be notes that you could bring up to the top. So many cool things that we can use in this tool that most of you all, and let's just be honest, are not using all those things. Most of you all are just using it to click off the button so you can say, I did my work today. Just being honest, right? Let's just be honest. I know. I travel the country. I train a lot of salespeople. And even the best don't utilize it the best, right? And it's the room for improvement is vast. It's amongst all of us. And Brian, you're a test to that. I appreciate you for sharing today. Folks, before we get out here, we always do one thing. We drop F-bombs, Brian. I don't know. I'm sure you saw the last show, so you know what the F-bombs are. They're to forgive, focus, and fly. These are the F-bombs that don't offend the moms, right? Which is super important. So we're going to forgive. We're going to focus. We're going to fly. And we're going to go and keep growing into this week and enjoying it. Brian, thanks again for coming on the show. Let's forgive, focus,
thanks,
fly. No problem, brother. All right, folks. On the count of three, hands on your shoulders, Brian. 1, 2, 3. Forgive.
Forgive.
Focus.
Focus.
Fly.
Bye.
Keep growing, brother. I love it. Thank you so much, man. We were brewing solutions right here on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, DC 20 Unlocked. Folks, we will be back next week. I'll be running live shows the whole time we're there, pretty much. We're going to get people. We're going to pull them. You'll see Brian again. If you love Brian, make sure you guys go to his email address like I showed you guys earlier and send him some love. Tell him how much you love him. If you need some more information, reach out to him. If you need a car, reach out to him. promise you he's going to be able to do all those things. So I appreciate it again, folks. This was DC 20 Unlocked, and we just had the one, the only, Mr. Brian King in the building, man. And what a great show it was. I appreciate you all. We'll see you guys next time.